Hi, I'm Mark Walters, and welcome to the 8/18/2013 Armed American Radio National Broadcast, the podcast version. Huge show. My favorite guest in the world, Alan Corwin. In fact, he's so good, I name the entire program after him whenever he's on. I call it the Alan Corwin Experience. Alan and I are joined in the third hour by David Kodria, George Hill, the Mad Ogre, and KROP representative Larry Allen, and one of our sponsors, Christina, out at Border Tactical in Brawley, California. Enjoy the program. Sit back, kick your feet up. This was a good one. I'm Mark Walters, and I'll see you on the radio. Don't forget to purchase my new book, Lessons from Unarmed America, available on Amazon, at Kindle, and in print at bookstores near you.
Filling your prescription for freedom and giving you a voice every week. This is Armed American Radio, coming to you from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Now, here's Mark Walters.
Welcome to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I love bringing you this show from the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Just a very cool thing, the Crossbreed Holster Studios. Sean, my sidekick down in Dallas, Tejas. How you doing today, my brother?
I'm getting a little better.
You're getting better. You've been busy. You've been working there behind the scenes, everybody. I want you to know that it's Sean behind the scenes that helps bring the show to you every single week and fills your prescription for freedom. And you don't see him, but you hear him. And we appreciate everything you do, Sean. I know sometimes you have your hands full. The phones are ringing. You've got guests lined up. You're trying to work on the video and everything else.
Yeah.
And sometimes, you know, we have to realize that the human brain really wasn't designed for multitasking. At least yours wasn't. Not to that degree, right? Yeah, he knows that. See, here he is picking up the phone again, too. I know that because I can see him in the computer screen. Welcome to the program. It's going to be a great hour. My great guest, Alan Corwin from gunlaws.com. Alan, it's always a pleasure to have you here. I don't know. What can I say? It's provocative sometimes. No, it's always provocative when you're on the show. Welcome to the program.
It's always a pleasure to be here and provoke you, Mark.
Well, you don't really provoke me. I think you provoke the left because they can't understand reason and logic.
Well, and I provoke thought, and that's what I'm trying to do. I want to get people to think. I want them to visit gunlaws.com and sign up so that they can get news and be more informed and help fight the fight for freedom.
And you do it. And you do it with everything you do with your Page 9 blog. Tell people where they can go to find out everything they need to find out about what we've been discussing on Armed American Radio, what we're going to discuss this hour, and all of your, 14 books?
Well, I've written 14 books, 10 of them on gun laws. As I mentioned, the 8th edition of the Texas Gun Owner's Guide is on my desk. It's just about done. I'll be tightening it up. You go to gunlaws.com. And you can get on my blog, you can get news about my books. I'm working on my 15th book, the 8th edition of the Texas Gun Owner's Guide. Just go to gunlaws.com, it all starts there. The Train Me Arizona project to teach everybody in Arizona marksmanship and gun safety. And the whole industry in the state understands that and is working on it. And that's what we do. We're promoting freedom. It's an important cause. There are people who are fighting freedom. This is what we do. And I know you only want to see that, Mark, because you like it when I send you notes that people send me who say they love your show and they want me on more, and we're having a good time and we're doing important work here.
It is important work, and I love bringing your voice here. You know, I remember several years ago, it's hard to believe that the show is getting ready to head into its fifth year.
Wow.
It's fifth year in national syndication. We will begin our fifth year in September. That is absolutely mind-boggling. But you've been a contributor to this program to a certain extent and to some degree, really since the inception of the show, Alan. And, you know, I do. I get a lot of email, more so after your appearances, I think, than anybody else.
Well, it's been an honor, and it's a pleasure to work with you. You know, I was talking to my daughter inside during the break. You give me free rein. You let me run off at the mouth and do all the things I do. I'm so filled with ideas and things that are important. That's why a lot of people carry Page 9. Mm-hmm. That's why I've written all these books. I don't often get a chance to just run off like this and exposit. I'm in some groups where I get to talk. I encourage people. to go out to dinners and lunches with like-minded friends so you can talk about these things and explore these subjects and advance the cause of freedom. This is how we do it. People think of the First Amendment as the right to free speech. The right to assemble is just as important. Gun shows, they want to close down gun shows because we get to assemble and swap ideas. These are very important things, and that's what we do.
Could it be that that's why they want to shut down gun shows?
It's a piece of it. It's also ignorance. Mm. It's also fear. It's also hoplophobia.
Yeah, hoplophobia also, plays a big part.
It's also the fact that guns, you can't arm slaves and expect them to remain slaves. If they get to disarm America, then the shining light on the hill goes out, and we face tyranny like nowhere else because we have established freedom like never existed. The idea that the people are the sovereigns and the government is the servant didn't exist till we invented it here in America. And we keep that light shining. Our possession of firearms is why we are the sovereigns, and it's important that it stay that way. You need to know what the gun laws are. That's why I wrote all these books up at gunlaws.com. And the more you know, the more power you have and the less power they have over you. That's why you run this show. That's why I do what I do. That's why the Gun Rights Policy Conference in Houston is coming up at the end of the month. Just Google Gun Rights Policy Conference. If you're within a couple of hundred miles of Houston, drive down there. It's free. It's free. They feed you. They give you books. You meet all the movers and shakers in the gun rights movement.
That's right.
How can you miss that?
Well, you know, the amount of books that they give you is a library. It is an arsenal of knowledge.
There you go. I love that
they hand you. You need another suitcase. Well, I have carted them home. You know, you can watch me on videos if I'm ever Skyping a television interview or something like that. You can see most of them behind me in one of two book racks that are filled. I love that. And you get a lot of your material, some great stuff from the great Alan Gottlieb. Fantastic, but Alan, it's always a pleasure. It is. Again, I want to reiterate this. It's always a pleasure to have you.
Tip about the media. I'll throw in a little nugget. When you watch a show on TV and they say, "Hi, Tony," and he says, "Hi, nice to see you," you can't see him. He can't see you. You're sitting in a dark room. You're looking at a piece of glass, and you're both facing forward. And they put the split screen up so that you're looking at this guy and he's looking at that guy, but you're not looking at each other. It's a lie. And you're sitting in front of a screen, a big TV screen, of downtown Philly. Downtown Philly isn't there. It's an out-of-focus TV screen, because if it's focused on you, the city would look out of focus, so they make the TV screen out of focus. And when you say, "Hi, Anderson," to Anderson Cooper, you can't see him. It's a lie. The whole thing is a lie. It's all a setup. When you watch CNN tonight, you watch. They keep going, "Nice to see you, Anderson. Nice to see you, Mark. Nice to see you, Alan." I can't see these guys. Yeah. And if I don't play along, they won't have me back on. So I go, "Nice to see you, Anderson." And I can't see the guy.
Well, let me tell you something. I won't be watching CNN later, so it's a moot point anyway.
No. Know your enemy. Watch.
You do. You know your enemy. You can find. I'm kidding with you. But that's a great topic. About know your enemy, and I want to have this, and this will be a debate with you because I know the direction you're going to go. This is unscripted. It's a spontaneous. We'll get, you know what?
We need another 3 hours, I know.
We do need another 3 hours. There's no question about it, but I think it will be a good topic for fodder as we go around the table in this hour. Let me introduce some of our other guests here. They're going to be joining us right now from our great affiliate, KROP, AM 1300, the Valley's only talk radio, Brawley, California. Larry Allen. Larry Allen, welcome to Armed American Radio for the first time. How you doing, my friend?
Oh, I'm doing good, Mark. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. And you've brought somebody with you from our sponsor out there, Border Tactical, didn't you?
Right. We have Christina Bailey here. She's the manager at the Border Tactical in El Centro, California.
And what we want to do, Christina, welcome to the show. What we want to do with you guys is talk about, you know, Alan was just talking about, you know, the freedoms that are under attack in America today. And you have a story about that I'd like you to go ahead and tell right now. And then when we get out of this segment, we'll start to pass it around the table for some opinions. What happened to you just this past week?
Well, as you know, Mark, we're just a mom-and-pop radio station, but we're the only talk radio station in the Valley. And over the years, 3 years we've had this station, we've been attacked for airing your show, and I've sent you some of those newspaper clippings and all. But last week, we started getting a rash of emails and Facebook posts from different folks through our clothing store. We have a clothing store affiliated with the radio station. And all of the advertisers that we had that advertise on the Rush Limbaugh show started receiving this flurry of emails also. I checked these emails and matched them up with different Facebooks, and they were all people who are friends of people all on the East Coast, and they were threatening our customers if they continued to advertise on the Rush Limbaugh show and with our station. Now, they can threaten me all they want to, and that's what they should be doing as their First Amendment right. But when you stalk my customers over the air and their website, and then when you single my advertisers out and basically threaten them, that's just plain extortion.
It is extortion, and it's an attack on freedom. Alan, we don't have enough time in this break. We're getting ready to take a break here. And Larry, I appreciate you setting that up. What I'll do is I'll lead listeners out of this segment. When we come back, I'm going to introduce Sean, do we have David Kodria?
Yes, we do.
And we have the Mad Ogre?
Yes, sir.
Oh, this is going to be a beautiful hour. Larry, when we come back, ladies and gentlemen, listeners across the country, when we come back, we're going to go around the table and get the panel's opinion on what you just heard here on the Armed American Radio Network. I'm Mark Walters, back, filling your prescription for freedom right after this.
The Magnum Research Baby Desert Eagle family of handguns. Excellent handgun protection with plenty of firepower. With a crisp double-action, single-action trigger pull. And available in 9mm, 40 Smith & Wesson, and 45 ACP. The Baby Desert Eagle handgun line comes in several barrel lengths. And your pick of steel or polymer frame. All models come with slide-mounted decocking safety, upgraded fixed combat sights, and several models feature tactical rails. Visit MagnumResearch.com or your local dealer today.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300-degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
The Ruger SR45, a large caliber pistol with a trim, ergonomic profile. Like the popular Ruger SR9 and SR40, the SR45 is perfectly sized to be comfortable and controllable with a slim, ergonomic grip and narrow slide. It features an adjustable three-dot sight system, Ruger's unique reversible backstrap, an ambidextrous manual safety and magazine release, and built-in Picatinny rail. The Ruger SR45, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger. The Ruger American Rifle is a 100% American-made firearm that offers outstanding performance at a great price. Available in standard size and compact models, it features power bedding integral bedding blocks, a Ruger Marksman adjustable trigger, a flush-fit 4-round rotary magazine, and a 3-lug bolt with 70-degree throw. Compact models feature a shorter length of pull and a shorter barrel for a reduction in overall length of more than 5 inches. The Ruger American Rifle, another rugged, reliable firearm from Ruger.
Emerson Knives is the first company completely dedicated to producing knives for self-defense, law enforcement, and military applications. The Emerson CQC-7 is the most influential tactical folder of all time. Carried in places not found on any roadmap, the CQC-7 should be carried whether you're at a movie with your family or kicking in doors in Iraq. The CQC-7 is on duty with the select few who have known the chaos of conflict. For your own CQC-7, visit EmersonKnives.com. That's EmersonKnives.com.
The new Tac Slide by Galco Gun Leather combines steer hide and kydex together for a fast, concealable, and economical holster design. The Tac Slide mates a kydex holster pocket to a slotted steer hide backplate with an open top and neutral cant to provide the fast and smooth draw. With 1 3/4 belt slots, the Tac Slide is worn close to the body for maximum concealment and comfort for under $40. Visit usgalco.com today. That's usgalco.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated, the Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
North American Arms offers the most popular mini revolvers ever produced. Chambered in .22 short, .22 long rifle, and .22 magnum, the North American Arms mini revolvers are the standard by which all other mini revolvers are judged. These incredibly small and compact revolvers offer five-shot capacity in your pocket when the chips are down and your life is on the line. The .22 long rifle can also be ordered with a holster grip. For more information on these incredible mini revolvers, please visit NorthAmericanArms.com. That's NorthAmericanArms.com.
With loyal followers coast to coast, we are your voice. This is Armed American Radio. Here again, Mark Walters.
Saw him standing there by the record machine, gently fondling his AR-15. We can have an awful lot of fun with those lyrics. We play with that from time to time. Welcome back to the Armed American Radio Network. We've got a full panel here with everybody's feet kicked up, so we're going to get started right away and go around the table. Larry Allen from KROP out in California, our great affiliate, KROP AM 1300, the Valley's only talk radio in Brawley. You were telling us a story about the concerted effort to attack you. And isn't it great? It's always the tolerant left who wants to go after anybody who they don't like. Is that hypocrisy?
Well, you would think that if they didn't like it, they just wouldn't listen rather than single it out and listen just to find out who they advertise.
But they have an agenda that they're pushing that is far worse than just turning the radio dial, as you found out, my friend. Let's go around the table and start with Alan Corwin, then we'll introduce David Codry, and then George the Mad Ogre. I love when the ogre's here because he does get mad. Alan, let's start with you.
Oh, I don't know if you're going to like my take on this one, Mark and Larry. Well, to comment on the left, they claim they're tolerant. They're the intolerant ones. They claim they're not racist. They are the race mongers in America. But free speech is what it's all about. And if they want to use their speech to attack you, I have a hard time denying them that or faulting them for that. If they want to go after your advertisers, it's an effective thing to do. It's something they can do. I don't see that they're breaking the law. It's a distasteful tactic, but it's a tactic both sides use. I can't really fault them for it.
And that I don't not like your answer. What the point that I want to make with you, Larry, is that even though they have a right to do it, and I think you would agree with that, I agree with the fact that they have a right to do it and they have a right to say it, but we have a right to call it distasteful and question why they do what they do, which is exactly what we're doing, isn't it, Larry?
Well, that's correct. And Alan, I agree. They do have a First Amendment right. But do we have a First Amendment right? I know that we have a Constitution that says we do. But, for instance, the rodeo clown this last week.
Oh.
His right of free speech, in a sense. But it's okay to say this about any other president, but you cannot say it about the current one.
No. Now you got a different subject, and now I'll give you an answer you're going to really enjoy. The guy who suggested that he should be banned for life belongs in prison, because that's denial of this man's civil right to speak.
That's right.
The idea that he put on a mask and made fun of a president, any president can be made fun of. You have the First Amendment right to do that. And the idea that they would discriminate against him and assault him for exercising his right to speech, the person who did that is a hellacious racist and a denier of civil rights, and that is illegal, and you belong in prison for that. So whoever did that belongs to be attacked, have a civil rights suit, be sued for damages, be put in the poorhouse, and never again have political voice, because he's destroyed by the system legitimately for doing that. That's not the same as going after your advertisers because they don't like your message, and you can do that to them. But the Obama clown business, there were Reagan clowns and there were Carter
there were
clowns,
Bush clowns, that's right.
Those clowns, that's fine. And actually, we should now have a full panoply of clowns at a rodeo or at a leftist or rightist rally and have the clowns out, and that's free speech. You should do that. But the guy who put a kibosh on this poor clown for life, that person committed crimes and belongs to be held to the fire for that.
Well, very well said. Let's go around the table to David Kodria, a regular contributor. David, always a pleasure to be here. DavidKodria.com. David, welcome to the show.
Mark, nice to see you. 40 years ago, I hitchhiked from Kent State to Ohio State wearing a Nixon mask and putting my hands up in the V sign. I got more rides than Carter's got liver pills. What we're talking about here that Larry is going through, and Alan made a great point that, you know, it is a tactic, and it's a tactic that I don't particularly discourage us using. When I see newspapers publishing the names and addresses of gun permit holders and things like that, I think that we ought to be able to go to, like, the car dealer who's their major advertiser,
yep,
and say, we disapprove of this.
Here.
You are giving aid and comfort to the enemy. But what it comes to the point that I try to make at DavidKodria.com, at WarOnGuns.com, to the readers, and I will make this appeal again to Armed American Radio listeners, is this shows the value of activism if you do get involved in social media. And I can't tell you how many old timers tell me, oh, I'm not going to get involved with this because they know too much about you and it's stupid and whatever. You are ceding an important communications battlefield to the enemy if you do not get involved. Look, you don't have to get on Facebook and tell people where you're going and this is the pictures of my kids and this is all this kind of stuff, but you do have to understand that the enemy, the regressives, are going to use this as a tool against us, and if we don't get involved and do that ourselves, we are ceding an entire area to people who are using this against us, and we're letting them use these tools against us, and we're not even fighting back or lifting our hands to protect ourselves.
Sounds like the current modern-day Republican Party. That's a whole other show, too. George, the Mad Ogre Hill out in North Carolina, Utah's loss. How you doing, my brother? Why don't you jump on in the mix?
Well, let me tell you what. I can't tell the difference between the clowns in office and the clowns in the They smell the same.
They definitely do, and I knew... And George, I can always count on you. We appreciate you being here. Your sore throat's better, and that's a great thing. Let me go over with Christina.
Yes, sir.
Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
All right. Talk to me. You're an advertiser and
yes,
Armed
yes.
American Radio sponsor out at KROP.
We sure are.
Have you been put under any pressure by anybody?
You know, fortunately, I haven't heard of any calls. I haven't received any personally. I would inform them, you know, we are a gun range, so their tactics won't really work for us.
Okay, well, we appreciate that. And, it's a gun shop, it's a gun range, it's a gun-related pro-gun radio broadcast.
Yeah,
so,
exactly.
You know, let them come. Come on, let's have some fun with it.
Exactly. I would love to get one of their phone calls.
Where are you? You're Border Tactical. Tell us a little bit about you. Then what I'm going to do, Christine, I'm going to let you talk about it as we go into the break. Then we're going to come back from that. We're going to talk about some of these goofy California laws because, boy, your legislators out there have big dreams about being the best gun control state in the country. Go ahead and have at it.
Oh, it's absolutely horrible. Border Tactical, we're an indoor shooting range, family-owned business. We have 8 shooting lanes. We cater mainly to law enforcement, but we also have plenty of space for our private individuals who come in. We are open to the public. We will allow quite a few people to come in. You know, we use our discretion there. We do also sell firearms, so that keeps us on our toes. Business had gotten pretty slow for a while. Everything got really hard to get. Everything's loosening up, though, so we're getting back on our feet. Having some really good weeks lately, so we look forward to having plenty more of those.
Good. And the key to what you just said is you're an FFL in the state of California, which is not an easy thing to do. When we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, we're going to ask you a little bit about what's getting ready to happen, what your state legislators have in store for you. Then we'll go around the table and we'll get some responses, and we'll start, of course, with the great Alan Corwin when we come back here on the Armed American Radio Network, filling your prescription for freedom. Back after this.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
I found a small lump. It just didn't feel right. After a biopsy, I was told that it was cancer.
Last year, Kimalea Conrad was diagnosed with stage 2 breast cancer.
I was devastated. I felt alone. I began praying, God, how do I do this? Where do I do this? Cancer Treatment Centers of America was the place.
At Cancer Treatment Centers of America, faith and spiritual support play an important role in the fight against complex and advanced stage cancer.
When I walk in to CTCA, it feels like a place of life and hope.
Advanced medicine and technology, the warm embrace of the spirit, and the power of prayer. That's Cancer Treatment Centers of America, a national network of 5 cancer hospitals.
I am so grateful and so blessed that I went to the Cancer Treatment Centers of America. I am strong and I am joyous.
If you or a loved one has complex or advanced stage cancer, visit cancercenter.com/faith. Cancer Treatment Centers of America, care that never quits. Appointments available now.
Jay Farner here with Quicken Loans. Here are two simple words that should make you reconsider waiting to buy a home. Buying power. Let's say you can afford a monthly mortgage payment, including principal and interest, of around $1,350. With today's rate on a 30-year fixed mortgage of 3.5%, APR 3.65%, that payment could support a $300,000 mortgage. But if you wait and rates tick up to around 6%, that same $1,350 mortgage payment, including principal and interest, may only be able to support a $225,000 mortgage. That's $75,000 worth of home that you're missing out on by waiting. That's buying power. And for 3 years in a row now, J.D. Power & Associates has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. Give Quicken Loans a call today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com and maximize your buying power.
For J.D. Power & Associates award information, visit jdpower.com. Payment example excludes taxes and insurance. Calls for cost information. Equal housing lender license in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
The following is not an actor, but a real-life story from Trinity Debt Management.
I was young and naive, and I found myself with $11,000 of credit card debt, 9 credit cards, and nothing to show for it.
If you're in debt and you need help, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496 to talk to a certified counselor.
And I ended up calling, and the lady on the phone was so nice. And it was really humbling because no one really knows what your financial situation is like. You have to open those doors.
Trinity will consolidate your bills, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, reduce your interest, and improve your credit score. You'll save thousands.
They gave me the right perspective, and they got the ball rolling, which is what I needed. I needed someone to help me get in the right direction.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Or visit mydebthasmedown.com.
This segment of Armed American Radio is being brought to you by the Gun Owners of America, America's no-compromise gun lobby. Become a member today. Visit gunowners.org. Join them, folks. I did. Welcome back.
Welcome back indeed to the Crossbreed Holster Studios, filling your prescription for freedom across America's airwaves. Today, I'm Mark Walters. As we do every week, let's go right to it because we have a full panel. I'm quoting from a Fox News column now. Latest bills could make California toughest state on gun control. They are giddy. Giddy out there. Oh, they see piles of destroyed weapons in their dreams at night. they've never met a gun control bill they haven't embraced and fallen in love with. According to the San Jose Mercury News, the gun control bills, quote, which include proposals to ban a wide range of semi-automatic rifles and strict new regulations on ammunition, could reignite the national debate that erupted after a gunman killed 20 children and six adults at a Newtown, Connecticut elementary school year. These people are always looking for anything to keep themselves relevant, ladies and gentlemen. Quote, when we see movement on the California bills and the sort of tenacity that you had post-Newtown, it makes it really hard for the gun lobby to say the momentum has gone away. And it's certainly something Congress pays attention to. That's from Kristen Rand, the legislative director at the Violence Policy Center in Washington, D.C. That's what she told the San Jose Mercury News. Larry Keene is the senior vice president and general counsel for the National Shooting Sports Foundation, who happened to be based in Newtown. They know a little bit about what happened in their backyard. And I quote Larry Keene, while they may try to reignite their lost momentum, I don't think anything California does is going to affect what Washington does. We constantly see a barrage of anti-gun, anti-industry legislation being introduced in California far more than in any other state. Alan Corwin, this is nothing new from California. It's just an orgasmic plethora of gun control bills every legislative session, correct?
That's true, and they constantly use the same dog-eared B-movie script where they take any kind of ridiculous mass murderer and they try and pass legislation by psychosis. And the worse they get, the more incredulous the population gets. But California's going that route. It's totally unconstitutional. But let me ask a question of Border Tactical, Mark. You have a great opportunity here. Is she on the phone right now?
She is. Christina, go right ahead. Alan, I'll turn it over to you.
Quick question. The ammo shortage, do you think that's because government is buying ammunition?
I think partially because government is buying ammunition. But if you think about it to some logical level, you have a gun store that places, say, 10,000 rounds of 22 on order, on back order with
right.
Distributor. Okay? That's just one gun store. We're a small gun store. You have Big Five right next to us who places probably about four times that amount. Okay? Then you have Walmart who places probably about 10 times the amount Big Five placed. So I can see where the sellers are creating some type of backlog on this, but I'm not naive enough to believe that that's the sole issue here.
So you're saying the free market is creating as much demand or more demand than government, in your opinion?
I wouldn't say more or even as much. I do think that it contributes to some level, yes.
Okay. From my view, the government demand is not 10% of what the public is buying. Okay, next question, because I know there's other people waiting. Do you know there's a new book, the California Gun Laws book, that just came out that describes all the California gun laws? Are you familiar with that?
I do. Actually, I just received it a couple days ago in the mail.
Oh, okay. I hope you stock that. We don't have one in Spanish, and I don't know if you caught the first segment of the show. I don't know if you caught the first segment, but when the illegal aliens are made legal by amnesty, they're potential customers for you. Have you thought about that?
They are potential customers for us. I have thought about that.
What percentage of your customers now are Hispanic?
Probably the majority of them, actually.
The majority. Well, that's
wow,
great.
Larry,
here.
Or Alan, there you go.
People don't realize, and as you quoted in the first segment, Mark, Hispanics and whites and blacks and everybody uses the range together. We don't sing Kumbaya because we're wearing hearing protectors, but it brings us together. And this is a cause celeb and something we should do to celebrate. Now, California, unfortunately, my friend, California is trying to put you out of business and they hate guns, unless the authorities have the guns, in which case they love guns, and that is hypocritical and nuts, basically.
George Hill, let me go to you quickly. You spent an awful lot of time in your career. Of course, you are my resident gun expert. I've never been able to stump you yet. We'll have to do that on an upcoming show. We'll have to play Stump the Ogre. We haven't done that in a while. But, George, from your many, many years in the business, Can you go ahead and take Alan's question, if you would, and kind of answer that for yourself, what you saw out at Basin Sports out in the great area of Vernal, Utah, listening today on KVEL?
You know, I've heard a lot of weird things about what the government's doing, and none of it pans out, such as the shortage of 22 is because the government's buying up to all the 22. Mm-hmm. I don't know what drones they're using that armed with 22 long rifle weapons, but what it is, it's customer-based demand that is driving the ammunition pricing because people can charge more for it because the availability is less. You know, you go into a gun store wanting to buy a box of ammo. You don't find it. So next time you go in and there's a few boxes of ammo, you don't just buy the one that you wanted. You buy a couple because now you want to save some because it's hard to get. Now you magnify that times, you know, the how many million gun owners they are that go out and every once in a while stop into a gun store and buy ammo. That right there is driven ammunition, the whole ammunition market crazy.
Well, in addition to that, I think it's new gun buyers, new gun owners, of which there are millions. We are at record numbers here in the United States. When you add millions of new anything in a free market, as Alan Corwin mentioned, you're going to have some difficulty and put some pressures on the levels of supply created by that demand, no doubt. David Kodria, your thoughts, please.
Well, I'd like to get back to the California gun laws because they're getting so anorgasmic. What a word for you to use, but it's absolutely correct. But the laws are such to where we can see the failures, to where now there's an article in the news about how people in Oakland are having to hire private security because the police are cutting back. We see cities that are going bankrupt in California, and we're going to continue to see the failure of all of this. One point that I would like to address, we're not going to have time this segment, though. You know, back in June, I wrote an article on Gun Rights Examiner, Amnesty Could Remove Firearms Disabilities for Millions of Current Lawbreakers, where we talked exactly about what you guys talked about in the first segment. I would like to say that people who are not brought up in a culture of freedom are going to be voting Democrat for the first generation or two, and what I fear on the national level is that you will change the political climate to such an effect to where the Supreme Court can get the makeup and the composition changed, and we could find ourselves at a national level kind of like where California is at. That's a discussion perhaps on another program I would like to have time to go through with Alan on.
That would be fascinating. Unfortunately, you're right. I don't think we clearly don't have the time. Let me ask you this. I'm going to start with Alan Corwin, then we'll go over to Larry Allen, and I'll get your opinion on this. Alan, California right now, of course, as we said, the orgasmic plethora of gun laws. These people have never met a bill. I mean, they create stuff, much like the woman in Florida, in Jacksonville, the state legislator, who wanted us to go through anger management classes to buy ammunition and get a little permission slip that says we took our anger management class and we're okay, we can buy ammo. And then 10 years later, they wanted us to re-up that. So I'll set this up before we go to a break. Arizona right now, there are some classrooms in Arizona that are teaching children or want to have the parents sign documentation that they are pledging to keep guns away from everything and everybody and locked up. And they want to pledge to go back to the school with the kids. Is that more dangerous than the orgasmic gun control freaks trying to create laws that are out there and uncanny? Or is it the educational system coming after the little kids? More when we come back. We'll start that discussion after this.
Hi everyone, I'm Tim Schmidt, founder of the United States Concealed Carry Association. Every week, Mark talks about the attacks on our Second Amendment from anti-gun politicians across America, and we talk about what's being done to preserve and protect freedom. The National Rifle Association, America's oldest civil rights organization, is the leader in preserving the Second Amendment. Because of NRA's 4 million members, the National Rifle Association's grassroots advocacy is the nation's most successful. Imagine what we could accomplish with more members like you to join the fight. That's why you need to be a member. Sign up today. There's no excuse. Help fight for our freedom. Join NRA and learn all about NRA Institute for Legislative Action's efforts to make sure American gun laws work for you. I'm a life member, and it's one of the most important things I ever did. Call 800-672-3888 or sign up online at www.membership.nrahq.org.
Armed American Radio has joined forces with Gander Mountain and Gander Mountain Academy Firearms Training Centers. Gander Mountain is America's largest retail network of outdoor supply stores and one of the nation's largest retailers of firearms and shooting supplies. Staffed with world-class instructors, virtual shooting ranges, indoor live fire ranges, and 180 and 300 degree simulators, Gander Mountain Academy provides the ultimate firearms training experience. For a list of locations, visit gandermountain.com/academy now.
Finally, ladies and gentlemen, a 22 Magnum pistol with a 30-round capacity magazine. You heard me right. The Kel-Tec PMR-30 is a lightweight, full-size pistol chambered in 22 Magnum with a double-stack magazine. With a crisp single-action pull and fiber-optic sights, the Kel-Tec PMR-30 is perfect for small game or target shooting. To see it for yourself, visit KelTecWeapons.com. That's KelTecWeapons.com, K-E-L-T-E-C, weapons.com.
Galco's patented new V-Hawk tuckable inside-the-waistband holster reaches unheard-of heights in comfort, speed, stability, and versatility. Constructed of premium steer hide, the V-Hawk comes complete with leather belt loops and tuckable injection molded hooks. The open-top design offers both speed and ease of draw, and the reinforced mouth offers one-handed return to the holster. Buy the V-Hawk from Galco at GalcoGunLeather.com today. That's GalcoGunLeather.com.
The classic design of the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistol is back. Manufactured by IWI, Israel Weapons Industries, and designed to exacting Israeli military toughness and reliability specs, the Magnum Research Desert Eagle pistols are in a class all their own. These world-famous semi-automatic pistols are available in .44 Magnum or .50 AE calibers. Magnum Research is a car arms company. To find a dealer near you, please visit Car Arms at car.com. That's K-A-H-R.com.
The Super Tuck by Crossbreed Holsters, the most comfortable and concealable holster available on the market today. Is it any wonder why it's the most copied design on the planet? Used by law enforcement and civilians around the world, the Super Tuck by Crossbreed is adjustable for ride depth and cant. Often imitated, but never duplicated. The Super Tuck holster is available for a wide variety of popular carry guns. For more information and to order your Super Tuck, visit CrossbreedHolsters.com. That's CrossbreedHolsters.com.
Hey, what's up? This is Sean, a.k.a. Shanto, A-A-R Shanto. You can now check out my new website, which is irfnews.com, irfnews.com. There you can see all the stuff we do here in the studio, also read some of my blogs, and I'm going to have news feeds and everything else you are interested in. So all you got to do is go to irfnews.com. That's irfnews.com. Oh, yeah, I think Mark's listening. Remember, irfnews.com.
Can I take my gun up to heaven? You know she's always been by my side.
This is Armed American Radio, giving you a voice. Now, your host,
can I take my gun up to heaven?
Mark Walters.
You can take your gun up to heaven as far as I'm concerned. Welcome back to the program. I'm Mark Walters. This is Armed American Radio, filling your prescription for freedom. We're going to go right to it. When we left before the break, I had mentioned Arizona school district asking parents to sign a gun pledge. Now, I'm going to call it an anti-gun pledge because that's what it was. It's not a gun pledge. A gun pledge would be pledge to keep a gun at home to keep your family safe. An anti-gun pledge would be to do what they're asking them to do. And I quote now from the report. An Arizona school district is asking parents to sign a pledge promising to lock up their guns and teach their children about the dangers and consequences of the misuse of firearms. Alan Corwin, welcome back to the show. Let's start with you. My premise is that that's a little bit more dangerous, I think, than some goofy concocted law that a legislator writes when it gets to getting into the guts of this from our school kids. This is indoctrination. What's more dangerous in your mind?
Both have dangers, and this is a point I make up at gunlaws.com, especially in my latest book, Your First Gun. People have to realize that guns are dangerous, and they're supposed to be dangerous, and they wouldn't be any good if they weren't dangerous.
Thank you.
Colonel Jeff Cooper makes this point. A gun that's safe isn't worth anything. And a gun is supposed to be dangerous. You're supposed to be an adult, and you're supposed to know how to handle that. Teachers who are teaching people to lock up their guns are committing a boundary violation, an ethical boundary violation. They're unqualified to teach anything about guns. They're teaching fear and ignorance, and instead of teaching the safe handling of guns and when they should be locked up and when they should be loaded and ready to use for their proper purpose, they're saying hide, stick your head in the sand, keep your children away from guns, instead of Masoud Ayoub's wisdom, which is gun-proof your children because you can't gun-proof a gun. And that's what you need to do. And Gun-Proof Your Children is a book you need. Your First Gun is a book you need so that your children are educated and so that you're educated. And that's what we need, and that's what they're not getting. The teachers who are doing this and the moms who are doing their walk-ins with baby carriages to threaten gun owners are violating civil rights.
Yeah, you well said. Let's go to Larry. Larry Allen. KROP's Larry Allen, AM 1300 in Brawley.
Well, I agree with Allen. One of the biggest problems we have is under the rhetoric of the current administration. Of course, I think that's put a panic on buying ammunition anyway.
Right.
But our current administration is trying to tell us what we can drink and what we can eat and what size we can do. And they're going to continue on as long as we allow them to do this.
You're right, and we the people have to put a stop to this. George the Mad Ogre Hill, you're going to eat and drink what you want. I know you will.
Absolutely.
Particularly if it has bacon on it, right? Or in it.
Well, is there
or near it.
Is there bacon available?
If there's bacon available, George is going to eat it. You can put it on anything, and you can just smell it and make you want to eat everything else. David Kodria?
The indoctrination that goes on in our educational system is absolutely obscene. You know, we've seen kids expelled from school for drawing a little doodle of a gun or having a piece of pizza that they bite into the shape of a gun, yet they hold contests for kids to draw anti-gun posters where they encourage them to draw guns on these things. I'm going to be doing a story tomorrow. I've already got the data for it. I just haven't put it together and posted it about this school that has now bought up a bunch of so-called bulletproof whiteboards. And so their solution to a mass maniac shooting up a schoolroom is to have the teacher apparently play Wonder Woman with the bulletproof bracelets and deflect things. It's just absolutely...
Now, what you're referring to, I'm glad you brought that up. I want to move quickly on this because then I want to go to Piers Morgan. I want to give you my thoughts. Let's talk about those bulletproof whiteboards that you're referring to. They are about 2 feet by 3 feet, and they are actually envisioning, get this, a row of teachers walking towards, like riot cops, a gunman, don't you love that? Walking towards somebody with an AR-15 or two or three pistols and deflecting the bullet. This is unbelievable. This could only come from the goofball minds of the wacko leftists who say grab a pair of scissors rather than having a firearm to stop the individual with the gun. Interesting. It's hoplophobic. It's a whole different show. Let's go over to Piers Morgan. Piers Morgan on his program, and Larry, we're going to start, or Alan, we're going to start with you, then we'll go to Larry and Christina and around the board quickly. Piers Morgan misquoted statistics from the FBI. He lied on his show, claiming that Virginia's firearm rates, which are at record levels now, led to more murders, according to the FBI, which is absolutely, utterly false. The state of Virginia was at 26. He's never apologized because he doesn't want to. My position is, and I put this on the Armed American Radio Facebook page, why anyone... From Ted Nugent on down, you, Alan Corwin, or me, would ever go on that show to begin with. This man is not worthy of the phony debate. He is not interested in having a rational discussion. He is only interested in making you look stupid. And my position is that if we ignore this man, he will be relegated to the dustbin like MSNBC and just dry up. He doesn't have the ratings. When you go on the show, you give him ratings that he doesn't deserve and he has not earned. Your position on that?
I can't wait to get on his show. I haven't been able to arrange that, and I'll show him up for who he is. But he's not worth the time right now. I want to address something David said. David, you suggested that the culture will be anti-gun because that's where the illegals are coming from, to jump back to something you said earlier. The culture, we don't know what it will be, and it's important for us to do everything we can to make sure the ratio is as pro-rights as possible. They will come in anti-rights. There's a mechanism and a machine pushing them towards anti-rights, dependency, and statism. We don't know where it will be, and I encourage you not to presume they will come in anti-rights, because some of them will, but we need to do everything we can to make sure they come in pro-rights. They understand the value of firearms. They understand that a loaded gun is a safe thing, that guns are good in the hands of the righteous, that firearms are the reason we're sovereigns. We need to push the right side of this argument so that the ratio of people who come in on the right side is stronger than otherwise. I agree with you. It looks like it might be dim, but it's our responsibility, our duty, our job, our holy responsibility to make sure that happens, and not just to succumb to what might seem obvious.
And it only looks dim because the mainstream media paints that picture.
They keep doing it, and we succumb to that, and it's easy because propaganda is effective.
I think
that we have to look at the historic vote. Look, this is a debate for another show because we just don't have time now, but I look forward to having this discussion at a later time.
Hear that music? It means we're done. It means we're done. Unbelievable. Alan Corwin, we could stay with you for hours. Larry Allen from KROP out in California, man. You got your hands full. Thanks for fighting the fight. We appreciate it. Christina,
thanks for supporting
Armed American Radio. We have your back. We'll come out there and do a book signing with you guys in the near future.
Good.
David Kodria, as usual, always a pleasure to have you here. George, the Mad Ogre, I'm glad your throat was better. Hey, we don't get a whole lot of time when we have such a big panel, but it makes for great radio. Alan Corwin, always a pleasure. Please visit gunlaws.com to get your fill of the Alan Corwin experience. I'm Mark Walters. You've been listening to the Armed American Radio Network. Remember, I tell you every week, carry on, carry often, and carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. I'll see you next week. We'll fill your prescription for freedom here on Armed American Radio.
You've been listening to Armed American Radio Network with your host, Mark Walters. Armed American Radio, brought to you each week by the United States Concealed Carry Association. To learn more about Armed American Radio, log on to armedamericanradio.org.
Here I come again now, baby, like a dark dream. Tell the sweet by the clamor now, baby.
Folks, you paid a king's ransom to send your kids to the finest colleges. Now they've graduated, and guess what? They can't find a job. You've already invested in their education. Now invest in their careers. Start a business that your adult children can run and flourish in. Hugh Hewitt here. Give your children the break in life they really need using money you already have. Just call my friend Steve Cooper at ersop.com, the Entrepreneur Rollover Stock Ownership Plan.
Thanks, Hugh. We've helped countless people use their retirement money to invest in businesses for themselves and their family. It only takes a couple of weeks to finance, and it's totally legal.
Trust ersop.com to help you start a small, profitable business that could give your adult children a head start. Turn your family's fortunes around using your own money legally with no debt or payments. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. Call 866-MY-ERSOP. That's 866-MY-ERSOP. 866-MY-ERSOP.
Trinity.
If credit card debt has you down, nonprofit Trinity Debt Management can help. Trinity will consolidate your bills into one easy-to-manage monthly payment, stop collections calls, wipe out late fees, and drastically reduce your interest. You'll pay thousands less than you originally owed. It's not a loan. It's a way to become debt-free and improve your credit score. So call the Trinity Debt Relief Hotline at 1-800-936-5496. They'll explain their proven program to you with no pressure, just practical solutions and hope for tomorrow. Are you ready to pay off your credit cards in less time for less money? Then call for a free no-obligation debt analysis and become debt-free for keeps. If your debt has you down, call Trinity at 1-800-936-5496. That's 1-800-936-5496. Call now. or visit MyDebtHasMeDown.com.
Trinity.
1-800-936-5496.